Hey, everybody. On a long walk that Gavin and I went on today, something that came up was this question that a lot of young people go through, which is when we're going through life and we're trying to figure out what to do with ourselves, how to manage our careers, what paths to follow, what to aspire toward, it can get really confusing. A lot of people in their mid-20s, early 20s, late 20s, early 30s wrestle with these questions and what exactly they can do with themselves and how to end up in a good place. And I don't blame them. It's a great question to ask, and it's the right question, to be honest. Getting to where we want to go usually requires some thought. And I want to share some things that came up in that conversation, which I hope will be valuable. So there were two big pieces to this. The first big piece was having values, things that you care about, ways of being, ideas that you want to be able to personify in your actions. For example, I value respect. How can I be respectful in the ways that I carry myself in my personal life and in my work? Or, I value love and an open heart. How can I love and have an open heart in my personal life and in the workplace? And how can I ensure that other people think that I personify that and that that is who I am? In the way that I live and the way that I do things. Many of us just don't have a clear set of things, a clear set of ideas, principles, values for how we want to live our lives and the activities that we'll engage in based on those values. This is the challenge frequently, which is that oftentimes when we're just trying to get to an objective or a goal, we forget that sometimes we end up sacrificing things that are really important to us because we didn't think about them. We weren't thoughtful about them. We didn't slow down to say, oh, actually, it'd be a lot better if I did it this way, or if I thought this way, or if I didn't do something at all because it didn't align with said value. And I think that we can make a lot better decisions in the short term and decide to do things and to not do other things if we go about our lives living through a lens of values, living through the lens of, these are the things that I care about. This is the way that I will show up. And if I cannot show up this way, then I will not do anything else. I will remove myself from this. It just helps to make great decisions and to not do things that you will otherwise regret. Because oftentimes we regret not being the people that we aspired to be. We often look back and say, oh, it really hurts me now that I was not respectful back then, that I didn't hold my values the way that I wanted to, that I didn't stand up and be the person that I wanted to be and represented the values that I had in that moment. And the second thing that came up was value itself. So not just having values yourself, but being able to provide value to others. Becoming a valuable person, a person who provides value. Oftentimes we get caught up in the to-do list or in thinking, oh, you know, others will just value me for being another human being. And just thinking, you know, if I put the minimum in, that's enough, right? Ultimately, the frank answer to that question in the society we inhabit is no. Those are our ideals, and I wish that we could hold up to those ideals. But unfortunately, our society doesn't work that way. And we have to engage in a world where people will value and respect you more and give you better opportunities if you provide them with value. and learning how to provide people with value usually involves you becoming very, very good and skilled in something. Being able to have a very strong skill set that separates you in some way, that makes people look at you and say, wow, you have a unique set of skills and are very good at the things that you do in a way that others are not. And that inclines me toward wanting to work with you. Being able to dedicate yourself to craft, to investing yourself into building skills, building abilities over time, being creative, learning how to innovate in the skills that you have and learning how to build things that are productive and helpful for other people. That means a lot. In addition to paying attention to what the actual productivity should be geared toward and learning how to maximize that rather than just focusing on getting things done that might not mean anything in the long run. They might not mean anything to the objectives that the organization you're working for has. It's important for us to be able to know what it is that we're really trying to do in the grand scheme of things. And then being able to connect what you're doing to those goals. That's ultimately what productivity is. It's a real metric that affects the bigger picture. It affects what allows a business to survive. It affects real numbers of what the business cares about. For example, if your business wants to reach more and more people and reach a higher number of people, then the things that you're doing should be directly tied in some way to being able to reach that higher number of people. The things that you're doing in your work and what you prioritize in your work should be aligned with the priorities of your place of business or the government agency you work for or whatever it may be. In our work, we can get so caught up in the menial things of trying to get everything down pat, but being able to focus our attention and to prioritize the time that we spend in it, to ensure that time that we spend is high quality on the things that matter, the things that contribute to real productivity, that matters. And if we can focus on the skills and abilities that can lead us toward providing value to others in the form of more productivity for the things that they and their organizations are seeking, that will make you much more valuable. By becoming a person who can help people get closer to their goals, your skills will be marketable and you will be able to command a life and a wage that you seek. That's in the ideal world, of course. I know. I hear the first rebuttal in my head of, you know, it's easy for you to say, and that's not necessarily true. If you're a woman in tech, it's quite possible that you can be just as good, if not much better than the next guy in line, and they'll still pick the guy. I hear you. That stuff exists, and that stuff is there. You're right. And at the same time, what better path do we have? How can we change that other than becoming better and better and developing the craft and becoming more skilled and just continuing to follow and build yourself? At some point, you have to get so good that they can't ignore you. And when they can't ignore you, well, they won't. And when they don't ignore you, you'll be considered, you'll be seen. And you'll be able to keep building the life that you're trying to build. And you'll get to where you want to go because you're providing value. When you provide value, you get value back. And at least in my experience, I've come to find that if we can't have faith in that, it's tough. It's really tough to maintain sanity. If we can't have faith in that simple way of how the world works. So many societies are built upon that principle. And I think it's important for us to realize that and to play into it if we want to live the lives that we seek. I know there's a lot more depths into which I could go here on exactly what all that means, but I'll leave it here because I think that that's sort of the 20% conversation that takes up 80% of the time, which isn't so useful compared to what I've already shared, which I think is the bulk of what is useful and important to consider. So thank you for listening. As always, much love. In the meantime, take care. Cheers.